interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
No, it's not a good look for a school when the Department of Human Services is investigating the school's disciplinary tactics. And this happened at an Arkansas middle school recently. The DHS launched an investigation into some students being mistreated. Okay, I guess I don't know what the students did to get this. They were being disruptive in the cafeteria, okay? They were just being loud and boisterous in the cafeteria. So, once they got out onto the playground, their punishment was doled out. They were told to sit on the asphalt for 30 minutes. It was 95 degrees outside.
Cooking some cakes. Cooking some bum cakes.
Yes. And that's what happened. That was the punishment. The kids had to sit and be quiet on the asphalt for 30 minutes in the 95. Now, if it's 95 degrees, if that the air temperature is 95, it's probably like 110 on the asphalt. And I could be on the low end of that. So that was the report. Parents phoned the school and said, my kid told me that he had to sit for 30 minutes on the asphalt as punishment. And, you know, so did it really happen? Because the story initially came from the kids, and then they told their parents, and then their parents, and it turns out, yes, it really did. The school issued a statement of admission. Last week, an incident occurred. Fifth grade students were instructed to sit on the pavement during recess as a punishment for being disruptive in the cafeteria. Due to the hot temperatures last week, this type of punishment was inappropriate and should not have occurred. The matter was reported to the Child Maltreatment Hotline, and DHS is now investigating. The district is conducting its own investigation to determine how this incident happened and ensure that it does not occur in the future. School officials apologize to the parents and students affected. Some of the parents said their kids came home and they were like exhausted and couldn't eat, wouldn't eat, and that's when they knew something was wrong. They said, what happened?
We'll go out to Stevens County.
I mean, that is pretty tough. I think I'd rather get walloped by the nun with her paddle than to sit on the asphalt in 95-degree weather for 30 minutes. Ooh,
hope you didn't wear... I mean, everyone was probably wearing shorts or something thin that
day.
We'll go to Stevens County, Washington, out near Colville. Story reported in the Tacoma News Tribune. A man arrested after road raging on Monday. Now, usually... You know, it's the people in front of the ambulance that are going too slow and need to pull over, and the ambulance goes around you and speeding by. Well, this dude was driving his pickup truck, and he felt like the ambulance pulled out in front of him. And he kind of flips out. He thought the ambulance pulled out in front of him, was going too slow. Didn't have his sirens on, anything. So when they come up to an intersection, the guy pulls up next to the ambulance and confronts the crew in there. You know, hey, you guys cut me off. Thanks a lot, dude. And then rams his truck into the side of the ambulance. I mean, kind of, bam, hits him, broadsides him. Well, the truck got wedged and stuck. The two cars got kind of stuck together in the process. When the cops show up, guy's like, yeah, he's got beer. He's got weed in the car. He's got the DUI thing going on. Nobody was hurt, but he was taken to jail for road raging and ramming an ambulance.
You know how karma works. When that guy is having a heart attack or something like that, needs an ambulance.
There was a train. We had to wait for the train.
Sorry, man. And we'll take you to the road again. How about this one? Another knuckleheaded driving episode here. This is from a woman. And this is in Minnesota. This woman, she's trying to outrun the car. She blew a stop sign. And the chase is on with the police, okay? And off she goes. 53-year-old woman rams through a barricade to keep her running. Now, there's a barricade on this road for a reason. She found out within a few seconds. She went through the barricade and into some freshly poured concrete. After about 150 feet, her car came to a stop, and she bottomed out, spinning her tires. She couldn't move. Ended up doing tens of thousands of dollars of damage to the road and her car. Tried fighting police during her arrest. She had been driving around town with her windows rolled down and screaming into a bullhorn about religion. and apparently wasn't paying attention and blew through the stop sign, and that's when things just got out of control there.
It's so. Like the fighter's got his feet in wet concrete, Bill.
Yeah. She got a rig in the wet concrete.